Good morning. It's April 30th, and this is your daily brief in AI. Here's everything you need to know. In a week where the stock market seeks equilibrium after a tumultuous April, a series of strong earnings reports from tech and automotive giants like Alphabet, Microsoft, Domino's Pizza, and Tesla are shining a beacon of hope for investors. This surge in investor confidence is further bolstered by the anticipation of the Federal Reserve's policy decision and a keen eye on the upcoming jobs report, with economists revising their rate cut forecast to as late as December. Amidst this broader market context, Tesla's recent approval to deploy its full self-driving technology in China marks a significant milestone, not just for the company, but for the entire electric vehicle, EV sector. This development has ignited a rally in EV stocks, with companies like Lucid, Rivian, and NIO experiencing upticks in their stock values. Tesla's move is particularly noteworthy as it comes at a time when the company, under the leadership of Elon Musk, is navigating through competitive pressures in China, a key market where local manufacturers have been edging out Tesla in global deliveries. Elon Musk's surprise visit to China, securing pivotal agreements for Tesla's autopilot system with Baidu, underscores the strategic importance of the Chinese market for Tesla. This is part of a broader pivot towards an AI-centric strategy, with Musk investing in AI technology and chips, aiming to position Tesla at the forefront of unsupervised self-driving technology. This shift suggests a move away from the traditional emphasis on car sales volume towards a focus on high-margin software and services. However, with speculation about changes to Tesla's vehicle lineup and the ambitious expansion of its full self-driving technology to China, the market's response to Tesla's new strategic direction remains to be seen. As Tesla's stock surges over 15% in afternoon trading, reflecting the market's optimistic reception of its recent moves, the EV giant's bold bet on AI and its strategic maneuvers in China are setting the stage for what could be a transformative period for the company and the EV industry at large. Yet, with the landscape of electric vehicles becoming increasingly competitive, particularly in China, the success of Tesla's AI-focused strategy and its impact on the company's market position will be closely watched by investors and industry observers alike. In a groundbreaking move, Vienna-based data rights group NOYB has taken a stand against OpenAI, filing a privacy complaint over the alleged breach of EU privacy laws by ChatGPT. This marks a pivotal moment in the intersection of artificial intelligence and privacy rights, spotlighting the phenomenon known as AI hallucinations, the tendency of AI to generate incorrect information about individuals. NOYB's complaint, lodged with the Austrian Data Protection Authority, zeroes in on ChatGPT's inaccuracies, particularly those involving personal data. This legal action is not just about one instance of misinformation, but aims to challenge the broader framework of AI governance, pushing for stringent adherence to the EU's General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR. The implications of this case are far-reaching, potentially setting new legal standards for generative AI technologies, and emphasizing the need for GDPR compliance across the tech industry. The complaint also highlights the possibility of significant fines for violations, underscoring the seriousness with which the EU regards data privacy and the regulation of new technologies. This development comes at a time when the impact of AI on privacy is a growing concern globally, feeding into the larger debate on how to regulate the tech industry effectively. As the legal battle unfolds, OpenAI's response remains awaited, leaving the tech community and privacy advocates watching closely. This case could be a landmark in defining how generative AI operates within the strict confines of international privacy laws. In a move that's stirring the pot in both the AI and media landscapes, OpenAI has broadened its horizons by deepening ties with the Financial Times. This partnership isn't just about sharing content, it's about reshaping the future of AI-driven content creation. OpenAI's collaboration with the Financial Times marks a significant step in the utilization of journalistic content to refine and advance AI technologies. By licensing content from the Financial Times, OpenAI aims to bolster the capabilities of AI tools like ChatGPT, pushing the boundaries of generative AI to produce outputs that closely mimic human creativity in text, imagery, and code. The Financial Times isn't just contributing content, it's also embracing the technology by becoming a customer of ChatGPT Enterprise. This dual role highlights the newspaper's commitment to integrating cutting-edge AI solutions into its operations. However, this partnership unfolds against a backdrop of legal complexities. OpenAI finds itself embroiled in a lawsuit with the New York Times, which has raised concerns about copyright infringement. This legal entanglement underscores the challenges facing AI development in the realm of content licensing. Despite these hurdles, the collaboration between OpenAI and the Financial Times is emblematic of a larger trend. It reflects a growing inclination among AI firms and media organizations to join forces, a development that could have profound implications for the media industry and the creation of original content. This partnership not only signals a new era of innovation, but also raises important questions about the future of copyright, creativity, and collaboration in the digital age. In a week where the spotlight was firmly on the tech sector, Alphabet, Meta Platforms, and Microsoft emerged as standout performers, thanks in no small part to their strategic bets on artificial intelligence. This surge in interest and investment in AI has not only propelled their growth but also captivated the market's attention, signaling a new era of tech dominance. Alphabet kicked off the excitement by announcing its first ever dividend, a move that saw its stock price leap nearly 10%. Meanwhile, Microsoft impressed with a 17% increase in revenue year over year, underscoring the company's solid financial health and the fruitful outcomes of its AI endeavors. However, it was Meta Platforms that truly captured headlines. Despite posting a robust first quarter for 2024, with revenues soaring to $36.46 billion, up 27% from the previous year, and earnings per share doubling to 4.71, investor reactions were mixed. Concerns over the company's ramped-up spending on AI ambitions led to a sell-off, prompted by Meta's announcement of higher expected capital expenditures. Yet, the sentiment among analysts remains overwhelmingly positive. They see Meta's aggressive investment in AI, including the development of its own silicon and the global launch of Meta AI powered by Llama 3, as foundational to its long-term growth strategy. This strategy not only encompasses the metaverse and AI integration into products like Ray-Ban Meta smart glasses, but also positions the company to potentially lead in these emerging sectors. Despite facing a significant operating loss in a lesser-known segment, Meta's ambitious roadmap and the analysts' consensus rating of a strong buy, with an average stock price target suggesting nearly 27% upside, reflect confidence in its future. Moreover, with Apple expected to unveil AI innovations at its upcoming Worldwide Developer Conference, the tech sector remains a hotbed for potential investment opportunities. In conclusion, while short-term pressures may loom, the long-term outlook for companies like Meta Platforms, deeply invested in AI and the metaverse, appears promising. Their ability to innovate and integrate AI into their offerings is not just enhancing their business models, but also setting the stage for the next wave of technological advancement. In a landmark achievement, Alphabet Incorporated, the powerhouse behind Google, has vaulted over the $2 trillion market cap threshold for the first time on April 26, 2024. This remarkable milestone was reached as the company's stock soared by 10.2%, a direct result of its impressive first quarter financial performance. Alphabet reported a robust 15% increase in its first quarter revenue, hitting $80.539 billion, alongside quarterly earnings of $1.89 per share, both figures surpassing analyst predictions. This financial uptick was fueled by significant growth across its key segments: search, YouTube, and cloud services, showcasing the company's diversified strength. In a strategic move, Alphabet announced its first-ever quarterly dividend, coupled with a $70 billion share repurchase plan, signaling confidence in its financial health and future prospects. Furthermore, the company's aggressive investment in artificial intelligence, highlighted by the rollout of the new Gemini 1.5 Pro version of its AI model, has paid off with a 57% surge in net income year over year, exceeding $23 billion. Alphabet's international operations also reported strong performance, with a 16.4% increase in total revenue to $67.59 billion for the quarter ending March 2024. Looking ahead, projections for the current fiscal quarter indicate a 13.3% increase in total revenue year over year, underscoring the company's growing global footprint. Analysts are bullish on Alphabet's future, forecasting a total annual revenue of $294.33 billion, with a significant portion expected to come from international markets. This financial narrative not only highlights Alphabet's current success, but also its potential for sustained growth, making it a focal point for investors keen on tapping into the lucrative tech sector. This has been your daily brief in AI. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.